ready for takeoff.
Welcome to the Remote CEO Show. My name is De Niro Bartolini, aka De Niro B. I'm an acclaimed business coach, and my moonshot is to change the face of work and business forever. With each episode, we bring you some of the most inspiring and insightful interviews with 6, 7, 8, and 9-figure entrepreneurs to crack the code on how to build your remote empire and have fun while doing it. Thanks for stopping by, and let's get started.
What's going on, CEOs? De Niro B here with another episode of the Remote CEO Show. Today, we're here with Scott Springer. Scott has 25 years of experience in manufacturing and has honed expertise at industry giants like Coca-Cola, Budge, and Nestle. Then transitioning to small firms, he thrived during exponential growth phases, notably at Vital Proteins, achieving 100% yearly expansion for 5 years before its acquisition by Nestle. Now, as founder of Shellwood Consulting Group, he empowers small businesses with tailored growth strategies. I am very excited for this chat. Let's get right into it. Scott, welcome to the Remote CEO Show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing very well. Glad to be here.
That's fantastic. We're glad to have you. I ask every single one of my guests to tell us a bit more about themselves and their story. So what made you become an entrepreneur, Scott?
Well, I've always kind of had the entrepreneurial mindset. I worked in corporations for like 20 years, right? So I worked in some large corporations like, you know, Nestle and Coca-Cola. And my last run with a large corporation was called Vital Proteins. And we ended up selling to Nestle. And I've always wanted to start my own consulting company. I almost did it a couple times, but then got headhunted in different roles. And so then I'm like, okay, this is it. I'm starting my own consulting company. I started it 3 years ago.
That is a very interesting situation. So I hear everybody always say, you know, always had that idea, that entrepreneurship idea, or like that entrepreneurial side of me, but it took you such a long time. And sometimes when I think about this, is that's worth God knows how many MBAs, all that knowledge, all that work for 20 years, experience after experience. And so that's fantastic. That's why I wanted to have you on the show today, because here at the Remote CEO, we teach entrepreneurs how to scale businesses or how to go back, scale down, maybe from a, you know, brick and mortar location to a fully remote or a hybrid model. But you have the background from the corporate side of things, as well as, again, operating your business remotely now for the past 3 years. So I wanted to ask you a couple of questions. You do manufacturing consulting, is that correct?
Correct. That's primarily what I do now, yes.
Okay. And so there's obviously a need for someone to go on site and kind of look, I'm assuming, at what's going on there.
Yeah.
I want to know more, as you actually help businesses all over the country. So a lot of the work that you do is remote. So can you tell us a bit more about how you set up your tools internally to make sure that you interface with these big companies, but you also are able to stay remote?
Well, I usually have to adjust to the company, right? So become embedded in the company. So I usually use their project management software. So if they're using monday.com or Asana, you know, like Trilio, whatever it is, I'm using their project management. A lot of times I'm using their email. Sometimes they'll set up an email for me so I can access their system. So I get like a dozen emails probably for different companies. So it just works well inside their system. You know, if they're using Teams, if they're using Zoom, if they're using Google Meets, it all depends. That's the system I use. So the one thing I try to do is just make it easier for the customer to work with me. You know, I don't try to force it on them. Okay, use the systems that I like. It's like, no, I'll use a system you like. I'll give you recommendations, but I'll use your systems, you know, because I can adapt to what systems they want, what systems they're currently using. It just makes it easier for the customer to, you know, work with me.
That makes 100% sense. And it's something that a lot of agencies and consultants, when they are building their business, struggle with, because they have been building their backbone of their business on either Todoist or Trello or Asana or any other one of these tools. Then when they end up working with small businesses that haven't been around a long time, then the small business can easily adapt because, hey, it's a step up. It's a step up. But if you're working with larger organizations, there's going to be the need for you to adapt to them, because most likely they're not going to change their system just because you propose to work with them, right?
Right.
That's pretty interesting. I wanted to understand a bit better about what you do as a business and how you've been leveraging possibly even AI and other tools to automate your work and your clients' work.
Okay. Well, mostly as a business, what I do is I help them with their manufacturing processes. I help them with their supply chain and supply chain issues, purchasing issues. So depending on where their pain points are, I come in and I relieve them. Whenever I was in companies, I would always get headhunted, moved into new roles because there was issues with a plant or an organization. And I would come in and I was the turnaround guy. I was the guy who fixed everything, and then I would get headhunted, move on to the next role. So I'm kind of doing that now in my company where, I help companies that are like, oh, we're having trouble manufacturing fast enough to keep up with sales, or our manufacturing fine, but we can't get enough materials in order to produce what we need to produce for our customers. And so me or my team, we come in and we help them with those processes. And 98% of the time, it's the process. It's not the people. A lot of times they blame the people. It's, oh, it's my supply chain manager or my purchasing manager or production manager. And it's more than 9 times out of 10, it's the processes they have set up in place. And so having worked with large, pretty dialed in companies that had good processes, I can bring those processes to them, tailor it for their company so that it works for their company. I don't force the process that the large company did because it might not work for that company. I got to tailor it for their company. So it's a very personalized, tailored approach for each company.
All right. And the idea is that I'm bringing this up because we're getting into an era where nobody is almost willing to pay anything up front unless they actually are sure that they're going to get the results. And I found a lot of agencies, especially agencies, we used to do this. We used to take percentage. So we used to take percentage of sales, 10% of sales, which was easy for us to pull up. Obviously, you need to make sure that you're working with the right company that can get those results to begin with. We would not, as a matter of fact, work with businesses that didn't have the potential for those types of sales. But when we found out, okay, this company is good, it could be a good project for us, then we would go kind of in and take 10% of sales. I know that in consulting is a bit different, but you are able to kind of market your offer or at least starting to work with clients on a similar model. Is that correct?
Yeah, I got two different models that I do. One is in purchasing, where manufacturing companies, anywhere from $10 to $200 million, they usually have very intelligent, smart supply chain people who don't have the experience of 20, 30 years of purchasing that some large companies, they have people that have that bandwidth, they have that knowledge, that experience. And so what we do is we come in and we help them renegotiate contracts, find new suppliers if necessary, whatever it takes to lower their costs for their materials that they're buying, their cost of goods sold. And we take a percentage for 2 years based off of that. And there's no money up front. We just sign a contract up front that you're going to pay us on the actual savings of what you spend over the next 2 years after we roll out the program.
Well, see, that's the thing. A lot of people that are trying to sell innovative systems out there that are like either AI powered, they need to have a way to enter into the client's ecosystem without that big of a risk factor. And that's because everybody and their mother is coming out with new tools and new strategies. But there's only a few ways that are proven. And I believe that if you, again, you have something of that sort, it also makes sense to kind of get in on a, not necessarily just revenue share, but performance-based model. That's very interesting. Scott, so you were saying earlier that like, so these are also AI-powered tools that you're using yourself. Is that correct?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, and it just, it makes it easier. It's the same, the processes aren't much different than, I mean, they've been the same for decades.
Right? Yeah.
What AI allows you to do is allows you to do it faster and more accurate. You know, so whether you're collecting data out of their system, you know, and you can go in and data mine it and have AI data mine everything on their system and categorize, you know, in this case, it would be their purchasing. You know, we can analyze it quicker. We can create spreadsheets quicker than we used to, where you used to have to type in all the formulas and you just have to type everything in. And now we just have AI to do it, and we do it in half the time or less.
That's fantastic. That's fantastic. And I believe that now you do have like a small team or someone that works for you. You do have, you're obviously the main person running the show, but you have anybody like an external, possibly virtual assistant or assistant that works for you?
Yeah, I have, well, none of, we all work remotely. All my consultants, and I do have an admin assistant, Clarice, and she's out of the Philippines. She's brilliant, very handy. We meet remotely by video almost every day. And all the tasks, we do it online with, you know, we either have a checklist to work on, or we have different tools that we use in order to manage, for her to manage the different processes.
That's fantastic. And so, Scott, again, I think this is important for us to understand, because after so many episodes, I've interviewed over 450 people. The majority of our interviewees own either SaaS tools or they have like a system that's like marketing, like a marketing agency or something. But for you, there are certain types of consultants that back then, if you looked at that type of job, it's more of like a you know, in-person type of job, but it actually shows that there's so much still that can benefit from the remote side of things, like having a virtual assistant, having a system that's 100% tailored to work remotely. Because no matter how good you are, if you are confined to your 30 to 50 kilometer radius from your office, it's on its own a way to cap your income, cap the size of your business and your brand. Scott, I want to ask you if there's anything exciting coming down the pike that you want to share with our audience.
For my company, like what companies that we're working on? Well, we're working on, I can't really talk about a lot of them because we have NDA signed with a lot of our clients, so we can't talk about what they're doing and what we're working on for them. But there are some very high-tech, innovative stuff with like literally on some of them, it's like hundreds of patents coming out that we're working on. They're not our patents, they're our clients' patents. And I can't talk about some of them, unfortunately. There's one outside of, you know, like working remotely, but one of the things we're working on is a process to clean up like water runoff off the roads and off highways, parking lots and so forth. It picks up a lot of contaminant from the cars, and we're working on a process to clean that up and remove like over 98% of the contaminants that are found in the water before it hits the groundwater or the water streams like the rivers and the lakes. So over time, all that contamination that goes into the water that creates the dead zones at the ends of rivers will all be minimized. So that's pretty exciting, and we'll see where that goes.
That's a fantastic project. Again, Scott, I'm sure there are listeners who want to know more about you and about what you do. So where can people find you online?
You can find me on my website at Chelwood Consulting, chelwoodgroup.com, www.chelwoodgroup.com, chelwoodgroup.com, or on LinkedIn. You can find me on LinkedIn. You know, see my LinkedIn page there. So those are probably two best places to find me. Email me at scott@chelwoodgroup.com.
Awesome. Scott, again, thank you very much for being with us. I'm looking forward to having you back in the future. In the meantime, enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay. Thank you.
And this is it for today, CEOs. Thanks for staying with us until the end.
Can I ask you a big favor? Can you please leave a review? I know the podcast app is not super straightforward, so if you don't know how to leave a review, just DM me on Instagram at DeNiroB, DeNiroB, and I will send you the direct link to the review section. And to show you my appreciation, I will answer any business question you ask me during that conversation. So thank you again, and I will talk to you again soon.